you carry heavy coats in the wintertime in case you had to get out and crawl underneath the train, which I didn't have the first time. I just had a top coat. And number seven got a hot box, which is overheated journal, a load of dime blanks going to Denver. And we had to set it out at Grinnell, Iowa. Well, by the time we got it set out and got back on the train, I had to go underneath there with a fusee and move this so I could get steam back through the train, because the steam had turned up to ice. And so I had to take it and start with the engine and work all the way. By the time I froze my fingertips, froze my ears, and froze my toes. So when I got back on the train, the conductor told me, he said, "Gary, just go sit in that rear car and we'll have the rear brakeman do your work. Don't get off unless you see you have to." He said, "But start warming up."